The Northern Territory government will cut funding to a drug and alcohol rehabilitation program, specifically aimed at those on parole, due to COVID-19. It was announced in this month's budget and could affect the almost 142 people who die prematurely each year in the Northern Territory from alcohol-related problems. Peter Burnham is the Executive Officer of the Association of Alcohol and Other Drug Agencies of the Northern Territory, and Mark DiPaoli asked him what would be the effects of these cuts.
So the cuts are across a program which funds various treatment services to increase their service offerings. We're going to see a reduction of about 10% of the residential rehabilitation beds in Darwin, and a reduction of around 35 to 37% of the beds in Tennant Creek. Tennant Creek has, at last check, the second highest rate of alcohol consumption in the world. So it's not an area that can afford to be losing any rehabilitation services. Additionally, the services I just mentioned, we'll see a program called Family Circles being reduced, removed from Forward in Darwin, which provides support to family members of people with alcohol and other drug problems, which we see as a vital element of providing holistic care. And we'll see the reduction of a service in DASA in Central Australia, which is providing after-hours service and support to people on community corrections orders to help them to continue their treatment programs.
Peter, what is the work of your organisation and what will you be doing now that these cuts have been announced?
We will still have all of our ongoing rehabilitation services, and our services do an amazing job of servicing the needs of the Northern Territory with shoestring budgets and with no real increases in their funding and support funding for a very long time. We know that nationally there is a massive shortfall in funding for treatment and addiction services. It's estimated that we're funding at least a 50% shortfall of what's actually needed to meet the needs.
The Northern Territory's incarceration rates are already the highest of any Australian state, and a significant factor is drug and alcohol abuse. These cuts could worsen the situation. Do you have any intervention strategies or suggestions that could protect people?
We're also very concerned about changes to the legislation around the Independent Liquor Commission, seemingly to allow for the introduction of a large box liquor outlet in the Darwin region. We know that those liquor outlets will put a huge amount of alcohol on the ground in addition to what's already here. They need to turn over a minimum of $400,000 of alcohol a week to be viable. And the fact that we're seeing changes to the Independent Liquor Commission legislation is really concerning. That was set up in response to the Riley Review into alcohol legislative policies. And we are really seeking for the Gunner government to recommit to the introduction of the Riley Review reforms and to reducing the social harms related to excessive alcohol use in the Northern Territory.
Peter Burnham, Executive Officer of the Association of Alcohol and Other Drug Agencies of the Northern Territory, there with Mark DiPaoli.